Voters worry a lot about trade and trade agreements, and with the kind of rhetoric we've been hearing in the 2016 campaign, you would think that the majority of economic malaise in America comes from some bungled trade deal or another, or the fear of another rising global trading partner. In fact, it's quite difficult for any individual American to know how much his or her fortunes are tied to trade. A factory moving to Mexico and laying off all its workers is an easy link, but those kind of direct links are rare. The total value of American imports and exports fell by more than $200 billion last year, for instance. It's an unusual trend during a period of economic growth in America, but it's an almost indecipherable number when you try and relate it to a specific job or industry. Matt Slaughter is dean of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth and professor of international business. Matt, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How do we decode what's going on in the political rhetoric in the sense that Donald Trump talks a lot about jobs that should be returning? Hillary Clinton talks to some extent about wanting the same thing, but the Democrats emphasize the amount of exports that trade produces and direct investment into the United States. And then there's the whole issue of commodities. Can we determine what economic activity is most important to the voters in the aggregate trade figures?
Great question. I think what the typical American voter cares most about is not so much those aggregates, important and somewhat informative as they are. They care more about how they're doing. How's their job? How's their pocketbook looking? And a sense of opportunity. And I think the environment we find ourselves in now is one where both on the left and right in America and in a lot of other countries, people are very focused on the reality, which has long been the case, that greater trade and other forms of globalization don't directly benefit every single worker and company and community. And I think it's those distributional challenges, especially in the United States, that are really coming to the fore.
Is there an opportunity to renegotiate like NAFTA or to redesign the Trans-Pacific Partnership to be more slanted in favor of American workers? Or is it impossible to think about that except on a case-by-case basis?
It's really hard to think about renegotiating these trade treaties. The United States government invests literally several years, sometimes over a decade, to negotiate all the different clauses with the many other member countries. I think what is very possible, in fact, I think we need a lot more of, is a conversation in America about how to modernize, strengthen, and better fund our social safety net. Because the reality is there's a tremendous amount of dynamism in America's labor market, only part of which is linked to international trade. The majority of job destruction in the United States, all the academic studies show, come from other forces, such as ongoing technological change and innovation. So I think the reality needs to be, regardless of what's the source of any particular job dislocation, can we have a more modern, better funded, more responsive set of public policies that'll help all American workers through any kind of job transition?
Finally, with the stipulation that everyone is an expert on their own misery or excitement about the way things are going economically in their own life, how much of the rhetoric in the campaign, what percentage is economics and what percentage is just xenophobia?
Oof, great question. I think, unfortunately, a part of it is xenophobia. I think America has long had ambivalence towards what it means to be engaged with the rest of the world. That's because there's a lot of dimensions other than just the economics of national security and other factors. And yet today, the economics is a predominant consideration, I think. The reality is the typical American family today, their average income is lower than it was about 10 to 15 years ago. So finding a way that we can have pro-growth, pro-global connected policies to raise productivity growth and raise average incomes connected with a strong social safety net, that's hopefully what will come out of the election in the months ahead.
Trade will help with that goal, which is a great goal, trade is just a tiny piece of that goal?
Trade can definitely help, especially when other aspects of how the global economy isn't going all that great. When we have more agreements with the rest of the world, that raises average wages in America. And then the challenge, I think, is to have the right set of supporting policies in place so that more workers and more communities have a chance to benefit from those new opportunities.
Matt Slaughter is dean of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth and professor of international business at Dartmouth as well. Thanks so much, Matt.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
What's your opinion on trade deals?
Hi, Hans Donkers of Monroe, Washington. Well-written trade pacts are beneficial, and 85% of job loss is from technology and not from outsourcing. When was the last time you went into a bank or had someone pump your gas?
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's our number.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.